Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. American Crime returned for a provocative third ABC season last night. We'll review how this season will go, then preview a local public television drama worth offering nationwide, The Originalists. Also ahead, step one for a new deal among television writers, and our classic trivia question of the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later on in the program. We are at the freezing mark here in the New York metro area, 32 degrees outside. The sun is out, and we're getting ready for a blizzard. More about that shortly as well. We welcome you to the program All About Television. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. A relay edition coming your way only until the bottom of this hour, wherever you are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, but a lot to get to nevertheless. And we invite you to be part of the program. All it takes, no question or comment about anything we discuss this afternoon, give us a ring and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number's good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio. Our chat room is open as well, SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Our very good friend Rick Webb is in the room, and I hope he'll call in before the half hour is over. So use the phone or the room. Either way, we will hear you. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon or Blog Talk screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Let's begin with the latest information on the blizzard that is heading our way. The latest word from the Weather Channel is that the blizzard is going to start in the Washington, D.C. area early tonight, in Philadelphia later tonight, in New York City overnight around between midnight and 2, 3 a.m. in the morning, and then in Boston early tomorrow morning. Here in New York, it is scheduled to happen mostly on Tuesday. Wrap up, we hope, Tuesday night. We understand it's a fast-moving storm. As of about a half hour ago, the Weather Channel is predicting 12 to 18 inches here in New York City and the metro area, about 6 to 10, 12 inches in Philadelphia, about 5 to 6, 7 inches in Washington, D.C., and Boston could go any which way because of the way the storm turned. The exact track of the storm is still a mystery. If it gets closer to the New York City area coastline, we will get less snow, away, more snow. That's usually the other way around. But that is the latest information that we have. Mayor de Blasio has already issued a snow alert. He's encouraged everybody to stay off the streets tomorrow. No school tomorrow. No Brick TV, by the way, for those of you wondering here in New York here about BK Live. Brick Live programming will not be happen tomorrow, we can tell you that. But in any event, if you don't have travel plans, please don't travel if you can. And stay with us here at Blog Talk Radio. We will be live. We will be around with many of our hosts giving great shows, live and tape. So be with us and keep you company. And, of course, our podcast and our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, will be operating with some of our recent programs. So binge listen to us if you can. I think you'll find it worth the listening. All right, let's give you now some news notes. It's the early hours of an effort to reach a new contract between television writers and producers. Talks between the Writers Guild of America and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers are underway in Los Angeles. The current contract expires May 1st, and a strike by writers may happen if no deal happens by then. The key issues, wages, royalties for outlets like Netflix and Hulu, pay structures, and health benefits. The last Writers Guild strike ran from November 2007 to February 2008, and it really tied up the TV season for all of that time. Some news note quickies. Netflix will be Lemony Snicket, a series of unexplained events, the second season in 2018. Commentator S.E. Cup will begin a nightly series on HLN this June. Comedian ventriloquist Jeff Dunham, whose Comedy Central specials draw big audiences, will spread his wings this summer via Food Network. He and wife Audrey will host Incredible Edible America, a six-episode travelogue. Time to be announced. And for the first time, TV will share the spotlight with cinema under MTV's Movie Awards. The annual special goes live May 7th from Los Angeles. And would you believe it's the 25th anniversary of that special, which I believe Mark Burnett, again, will produce. And that's news notes for today. We'll have our classic trivia question of the week, and then we're going to be talking about American Crime and a PBS drama special, The Originalists, after some fine words for the people at Audible.com. Have you been checking out Big Little Lies on HBO with Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kim, and that great all-star cast? Well, if you have or you haven't, we can tell you that you can hear the original novel of Big Little Lies narrated by Caroline Lee, and get it through Audible.com. All you have to do is sign up for a 3-day trial and make that your free book of choice. Audible.com is delighted that they are a sponsor of Tomorrow We Tell Live, and they are a leading provider of spoken digital entertainment and information. Over 180,000 titles to choose from at any given time, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio. So if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, that's audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service. And because audible.com is from amazon.com, you know the customer service is incredible. So give yourself a listen to what sound can be for you and your life and for others. All you have to do, try out this website, audibletrial.com/televised, audibletrial.com/televised. Nothing better than this. One free audiobook, 1 month trial, great customer service. What more can you ask for? Audible.com, a great app, sound experience, 24/7, all year round, and for the rest of your life, too. Once again, audibletrial.com/televised. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. And if you are first with the correct answer, you might just win a prize, maybe one of the FAQ books from Applause Books and Cinema or something else. We'll let you know as the week progresses. Here's our question. You know about Peter Falk and Columbo, his wonderful portrayal of it. Here's our question this week. In what TV movie did Columbo first appear? With Peter Falk as, of course, that rumpled detective who always had one more thing to ask before he nailed the proper murder suspect. In what TV movie did Columbo first appear on NBC? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, when you email, include your name and where you're from, and if you're first with the correct answer, you might win a prize from either Applause Books of Cinema or something else. Let you know as the week goes on. Let's give you that classic trivia question one more time. In what TV movie did Columbo first appear? In what TV movie did Columbo first appear? Remember, in order to be in and win, you got to email simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Again, please enclose your name and your full mailing address. So if you win, we get the prize out to you post-haste. And if you just missed the question, no problem. We will post it tomorrow morning on my Facebook page and my Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. That's it, UBCSimonTWBT. It was last Tuesday that we got our last winner, Rick Howe from Darlington, Maryland. So remember, be winning by being in, and as soon as you get the answer, you just may win. So please get involved, and we, of course, will keep you posted through Facebook and Twitter if we have a winner. We're going for our third winner in the month and our fourth winner overall in 2017. So get in and win. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com, and all the very best. 57 years ago, that's right, 57 years ago, one of the great journalists of television or any media, Edward R. Murrow, came on the air with a CBS Report special called Harvest of Shame. Put together and reported by David Lowe over a nine-month period, it dealt with the problems of migrant workers, workers who harvest crops, fruits, vegetables, all the way from Florida to New Jersey under horrendous living conditions and working conditions. Near the beginning of the program, Murrow had this to say about what is called the shakeup. That's where workers are hired. And I quote, "This is the way the humans who harvest the food for the best fed people in the world get hired. One farmer looked at this and said, and I double quote, we used to own our slaves, now we just rent them." And at the very end of Harvest of Shame, which is probably one of the most comprehensive documentaries you will ever see, and still, if you see it on YouTube, one of the most powerful, Murrow had this to say against a black backdrop. "The migrants have no lobby. Only enlightened, aroused, and perhaps angered public opinion can do anything about the migrants. The people you have seen have the strength to harvest your fruits and vegetables. They do not have the strength to influence legislation. Maybe we do. Good night and good luck." That was 57 years ago, the day after Thanksgiving, 1960. And believe it or not, we still have a migrant problem compounded by legal and illegal immigration in 2017. Despite the fact that there have been updates on the Harvest of Shame documentary, some done by CBS, some done by other networks, and one very special one done in the late 70s by Martin Carr, a documentary called Migrant, which I believe is also available on YouTube. That is also extraordinary. And yet we still have this issue. And here's where American Crime came in last night. ABC premiered the third season of an extraordinary series. I've said it before and I'll say it again, the best series on broadcast television of any kind. And it's a series produced and created by John Ridley, the Oscar-winning writer of 12 Years a Slave. Using a semi-repertory cast, American Crime is a series that focuses on the underbelly of our society. And in doing so, it also focuses on you and me and all of us and how we deal with each other and how we're being with each other. And in this case, American Crime deals with two stories. One of them is about the migrant issue, and specifically about the character played by Nina Martinez, Luis Salazar, a father from Mexico who is out to find his missing son, who may even be dead, as signified by one of the opening shots of last night's first episode. Along the way, he hooks up with a migrant gang, and it is amazing what he deals with. It's shocking. It's horrifying. And it grows and grows and grows in the episodes to come. But as always, American Crime deals with a subject like the migrants from all sides. The migrant workers, the farm owners, the crew chiefs, in this case one headed by Richard Cabral, who has been extraordinary the first 2 years of American Crime, and in this case, by the wonderful Broadway stage actress Cherry Jones, who plays a farm owner based in North Carolina, where this season's episodes are set. The second part of American Crime deals with an issue that we have dealt with recently on this program, the subject of human trafficking, both prostitution and other ways that humans are sold and bought and paid for and utilized in horrifying ways. A wonderful new actress named Anna Mulvey Tim plays Shay Reen, who is a 17-year-old prostitute who takes up most of the first episode. It is another one of the extraordinary number of breakout TV performances we have seen this year, and it's not even mid-March. And she is extraordinary, and I'll be shocked if she doesn't win an Emmy Award nomination as Best Supporting Actress in a Movie or Miniseries. Also in here is Janet Maloney, who plays a single mother who also deals with life on the farm. It's hard to believe that this is the woman I used to see as one of the recurring defense attorneys on Law & Order. Her performance is terrific. And there are others, too, including the wonderful Felicity Huffman and Regina King, who's got to be another one in the hunt for Best Supporting Actress, who plays a social worker who is trying to help some of these people involved with human trafficking, who she sees as the victims, and people need to be empowered, and herself needs to be empowered in terms of having a baby. And once again, Regina King shows why she is one of the most incredible people on television today, whether as an actress or as a director. As always, American Crime is a series that is diverse behind the camera as well as in front of the camera. This episode was directed by an Asian American. The woman who won an editing nomination for editing American Crime 2 years ago is back again and does a wonderful job. It is just terrific up and down the line who does this program, from the executive producers like Michael McDonald and Julie Herbert and Loretta Taub, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's an amazing effort. Ridley wrote the first two episodes, and based on this first one, it is amazing what gets done here. One of the things I love about American Crime is the use of the long take, where you see a character not just talking, but reacting to everything around them. And you see that off the bat with Benito Martinez's performance, where he is dead silent, sometimes speaks a little Spanish, and when you see him, the face says it all. The long take says it all. It's just tremendous. If you have not seen American Crime, make it your business to see it. It's extraordinary television. I think it's going to win the Peabody Award in a couple of months, and I'd be shocked if it doesn't. And I hope it gets nominated for more Emmys than it did a year ago. First year, it got 10 nominations, won a couple. Last year, only 4 or 5. This year, it's got to get more because of this extraordinary bunch of stories. And there are other mini-stories, by the way, aside from the migrant worker, as well as the situation with prostitution and human trafficking. American Crime, people who see it, it leaves a very special taste in their mouth, one of how do we deal with society the way it is, and especially how we can or cannot turn away from it. I urge you to see American Crime. It is very, very special television. And if you missed the first episode, you can catch episode 2 tomorrow, this coming Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific on ABC. Check your locals for the ABC station in your area, and for more details online, go to abc.com. And if you saw American Crime or you've seen it before, I'd love to hear from you. So we have some time. Give me a call, 646-652-2906. Use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name, and we'd love to hear from you if you saw American Crime last night or if you've seen it before, and let us know what you think of this extraordinary series. In a couple moments, we'll get into a local program premiering here in New York tonight that I think should be seen around the country, dealing with the late Supreme Court Judge Antoine Scalia. But first, let me tell you that this is Tomorrow Be Televised. We have the program All About the Tube. We're with you Mondays and Fridays, usually an hour, sometimes more, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, here on Blog Talk Radio. And coming up on our program this Friday, we will have Jack and Dean. They are the Jack and Dean of one of the popular series on Full Screen, Jack and Dean of All Trades. They're the co-stars, the executive producers, the writer, they run the whole shebang, and they start their second season this Thursday night on Full Screen. It's available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices, and their program, I believe, along with other Full Screen events, are available as well on Audience Network. That's carried on DirecTV and in some markets on AT&T's U-verse cable systems. Jack Howard and Dean Dobbs will both be with me live this Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And coming up the following Friday, among our guests, the executive producer of The Incredible Dr. Paul, which marks 100 episodes this month on Nat Geo Wild, Ted Duvall will join us. And 2 weeks from today, here on our program, one of our guests will be, and we just confirmed it about an hour or so ago, the star of the brand new BET series held by John Singleton Rebel, Danielle Monáe Truitt. I promise you she's another one of the breakout stars that is just flooding new television series this year. Danielle Monáe Truitt, star of Rebel, premiering later this month. I believe it's March 28th at 10 p.m. on BET. She will join us live the day before, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, 2 weeks from today, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And remember, you can catch up on recent episodes through our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Don't forget, we're also available 24/7 on iTunes.com as a podcast. And we're also available on Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order it online. A lot of great applications to use, including all of Blog Talk Radio's best shows, ourselves included, that's at Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. Now, coming up, our second story to talk about today, and that is The Originalists. A few years ago, we introduced you to a local program that was making waves on public television, specifically on WNET in New York, and that is Theater Close-Up. It's a series that presents plays from New York City and from all over the tri-state area, whether it is from places like New World Theater, Mint Theater, Theater Row, Crossroads Theater Company, New Brunswick, New Jersey, New World Stages, New Group, Westport County Playhouse in Connecticut, and so on and so forth. And these are all plays that are presented, captured as they are, live and uncut, using the crew from Great Performances, the longest-running series of its kind on public television. Well, at least for the first time ever tonight, Theater Close-Up, in 3 years on the air, is going beyond the New York area. They're actually going down to Washington, D.C. I know that city very well because I went to school in the 1970s at American University, went to college there. And one of the great places to see theater is Arena Stage. Well, in a very rare television effort for that organization, Channel 13, as part of Theater Close-Up, was presenting at 9 o'clock here in the New York area a play called The Originalists. It's made by John Strand, and it recently played at Arena Stage. It stars award-winning actor Edward Gero, and he plays one of the most unique people in the world of the court system, and that is former and late Supreme Court Justice Anton Scalia. He deals with Scalia through a series of dialogues with some of his clerks. Two of them are played by Kerry Warren and Harlan Work, and it's terrific, debatable television. You really get into the mind of Scalia in a fascinating, fun, and very unique way. And again, that will be running on Theater Close-Up tonight at 9 p.m. on WNET 13 here in New York. It's going to be presented on 13 as well on Sunday, March 19th, wee early in the morning, 3:40 a.m. And if you can't catch it on Channel 13 here in the New York area, you can catch it on Sunday, March 26th at 10 p.m. prime time on Long Island-based public television station WLIW, that is Channel 21 in most areas, including in New York City proper on cable and satellite. I want to, by the way, in addition to adding John Strand, the writer, also want to credit Molly Smith, who is the director of the play. And by the way, the play, I'm happy to tell you, is going to be streamed on Channel 13's website. That's www.wat.org. That's www.wat.org. So those of you around the country who have never seen this series, you can see it. It will be available for streaming 2 weeks after the broadcast. Well, we had David Horn, the executive producer of Big Performance, did a close-up on this program a couple years ago. I asked whether or not Channel 13 would make these plays available around the country. Because when you think about it, doing regional or local theater this kind of way is a very rare thing for local television. It is absolutely not happening on local television stations, on broadcast, and very, very rarely, maybe a special, every now and then, on public television. I mean, we're talking about a regularly scheduled program. And Horn suggested, well, maybe that might be in the cards. We'll have to see. But I'm happy to see that Channel 13 is making a step toward a national presentation of Theater Close-Up, in this case, the originalist, through streaming. And if you want more details about how you can get the program streamed in your area, again, go to their website, www.wnet.org. It's www.wnet.org. Once again, the originalist, featuring Edward Giro as Antoine Scalia, happens tonight at 9 p.m. here in the New York area on WNET 13, and then on Sunday, March 26, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, local time, on public television station WLIW, Channel 21. And again, you can catch more details about the program and also how we can get it streamed in your area at www.wnet.org. That's www.wnet.org. Okay, well, I'd love to hear what you think about American Crime and the originalist, or about the world of TV in general. Do you have any thoughts? So why don't you give us a ring right now, 646-652-2906. Got a little bit of time left before the bottom of the hour when we leave you. It's 646-652-2906. That number is good anyway. Your catch us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can use our chat room at SimonApple04 by name. You can find it on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. We, by the way, were trying to get David Horn of Theater Close-Up and Great Performances on this program today. Unfortunately, he has just come back from Los Angeles, and he deserves a bit of a break. He's been doing a lot of stuff out there for Great Performances, other things as well, for both PBS and for Channel 13 here in New York. So we hope to have him back when Theater Close-Up has his next presentation. It was a pleasure to have him a couple of years ago when the series was introduced locally, and we hope to have him back at a future date to talk about both Theater Close-Up and Great Performances. Remember, Great Performances is carried on most PBS stations on Friday nights between 9 and 11 p.m. local time. And again, you can check that out at pbs.org. So once again, love to hear from you in the next 5 or 6 minutes. That's our phone number is, of course, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. And once again, the latest on the blizzard. We are expecting the snow to begin after midnight tonight here in New York, in the Washington, D.C. area where Arena Stage is located. By the way, if you ever get a chance to go to Arena Stage or Ford Theater, the Kansas Center, if you're in the D.C. area, major business. It's amazing theater, one of some of the best places to do a Broadway, do an off-Broadway or Broadway-type play anywhere in the country, much less the nation's capital. Again, we're expecting the Washington, D.C. will start getting snow in the next few hours. Philadelphia, mid to late tonight. And again, here in New York, overnight between midnight and 2, 3 a.m. in the morning. We're supposed to get the snow in blizzard fashion at the rate possibly of between 2 to 4 inches an hour. Whether you are in the path of the storm in D.C., Philadelphia, Boston, New York, around the New York metro area, upstate, New England, et cetera, please, if you don't need to go out tomorrow, don't let the snow plows and those do your job. Please check if there is any travel you have to do, or if you know that people in your family are coming in, please check with your local airline carrier or Amtrak or subways, et cetera, because they may be shut down for a good chunk of the day tomorrow. That's very, very important. And remember what happens here, as Tom Costello, the aviation reporter for NBC, was saying on his show this morning, what happens here in the New York area, the Eastern Seaboard, will impact other cities like Chicago, which, by the way, is still having their snowstorm. I believe they had about between 4 and 6 inches today. They're doing their thing, so it will impact travel across the country. So please, again, if you're in the area of the blizzard, whether you're up and down the East Coast, Eastern Seaboard, please, if you don't need to go out tomorrow, don't. Stay with us here at Blog Talk Radio. Our hosts and programmers will keep you company. You can also, of course, check out our show. We'd love to have you binge listen to us. We've got a lot of great episodes we've done lately, and we do appreciate your listening for the program All About Television. So one more time, we're going to give you a chance to call in. We have a couple minutes left. 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906, or you can use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And one last time, the third season of American Crime continues, episode 2, this Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on ABC. Check your local news at the ABC station in your area. For more details about the program, it's www.abc.com. We're keeping our fingers crossed that American Crime gets the Peabody Award. That event, by the way, is happening in late May here in New York at Cipriani's Wall Street. And The Originalist here in the New York area premieres tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on WNET Channel 13. Gets replayed in primetime on March 26th at 10 p.m. on WLIW Channel 21. And for more details about how you can get the show streamed in you where your area is, www.wnet.org. Once again, we'll be back with a guest this Friday on Why We Televise, actually at least two. They're Jack Howard and Dean Dobbs, the Jack and Dean of All Trades, starting its second season this Thursday on Full Screen. They're the co-stars, the executive producers, the writers, directors. They run the whole kitchen sink. You name it, they got it. And we will have them with us live. You can catch Full Screen on smart TV sets and smart devices. You can also catch Full Screen as part of the Audience Network on AT&T Jupiter's cable systems and on DirecTV Coast to Coast. Then coming up the following Friday, among our guests, executive producer of The Incredible Dr. Pole, starting 100 episodes this month on Nat Geo Wild, Ted Duvall. And again, 2 weeks from today, among our guests, the star of the brand-new John Singleton-led series on BET, premiering on March 28th, Rebel star Danielle Monáe-Truitt. It's all coming up. 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific in upcoming Mondays and Fridays ahead right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. If you came in late on today's episode, want to catch up on an episode you missed, we'll make it very easy for you. Go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out the podcast version, available 24/7, iTunes.com. And remember, you can download to your smartphone or tablet, take us on the go, share with people. We've had over 1,500 replays so far this month, and it's not even the middle of the month yet. So keep those replays coming. And if you're listening to us on replay right now, check us out live Mondays and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific here on Blog Talk Radio. Take down our phone number, our chat room, so you can be with us. And even if you're not listening to the show, you can still be involved, either by phone call or chat room. Remember, we're also available along with other Blog Talk Radio shows on podcasts through Apple TV's iTunes podcast app, where you can see and hear us. Remember, if you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order it online. We love hearing from you, but don't forget, you can check me out on email at simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Please include your name and where you're from. That's how you're involved in our Custom Crush of the Week. Also, follow our show to know segment. Is there a TV show you like that deserves attention? Let us know. We give you the credit. At simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at UBTSimon, CWBT. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. And he chose Blog Talk Radio's general manager, the creator of this very enterprise, Mr. Alan Levy. Tomorrow We Televise is brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. But Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Get through the snowstorm if you're in the area. Please, if you don't need to travel, don't. Stay tuned to Blog Talk Radio. We will keep you company, and we'll all get through this together. We'll be back on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where? Blog Talk Radio. Be safe and be great out there. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.